And we're off. Hi there, this is Lori Edge Hughes of Four Leg Rehab Incorporated, your place for online canine rehab education. And in today's training audio, I want to talk to you about decision making. So I guess this is part of the business and marketing series. And I'll tell you, this started for me. One, I've been thinking about decision making and how to be better at decision making and what makes for good decision making. And it kind of led me to, or I, you know what, this is, I don't know which happened first, but it led me to, I'll say it led me to the following book. And that made me think about decision making for entrepreneurs. So the book is by Thomas Erickson and it's called Surrounded by Idiots, the Four Types of Human Behavior and How to Effectively Communicate with Each in Business and Life. It was originally published in 2014, and when I went to try and reference it, it looks like there's been multiple publishers, because it was originally written in Swedish. So it's a Swedish author and originally a Swedish book, and then multiple publications into other languages and English, and I listened to it as an audiobook. So I'm just going to say I highly recommend it. It was fascinating, despite the title, which sounds horrible, but it was really interesting. So background then, it talks about the four different personality types as they relate to the DISC personality types. And so the DISC personality model is a behavioral assessment tool that categorizes individuals into four primary personality types based on how they interact with their environment and their approach to decision making. So the acronym DISC, D-I-S-C, stands for Dominance, Influence, Steadiness, and Conscientiousness. And each type has a distinct trait that shapes their decision-making styles. So the first you have is the D, the dominance, which the thing I liked about the book is it categorized people into colors, and I can remember the colors better than I can the words. So the D, the dominance, was red. The key traits was assertive, goal-oriented, competitive, and confident. And their approach to decision making is this. Individuals with high dominance or high red characteristics are decisive, quick, and focused on results. They value efficiency and take a direct approach to problem solving. They are often willing to take risks, preferring quick, action-oriented decisions over prolonged deliberation, and they tend to prioritize control and are less concerned with consensus or others' input. And right or wrong, good or bad, I recognized myself as a red or a dominance personality type, mostly. Now, they say most people actually have a bit of a mix. So the next one is influence. So this is the yellow personality type. The key traits here are outgoing, persuasive, enthusiastic, and sociable. Their approach to decision making, people high in influence or yellow category make decisions based on their feelings and social interactions. They prioritize relationships and are often motivated by how their choices will affect or be perceived by others. They rely on gut feelings and optimism and are often comfortable making spontaneous decisions. They value collaboration but may be less focused on data and details. Next you have steadiness, and this is the green personality type. Key traits here, they are calm, patient, reliable, team-oriented. Their approach to decision-making is individuals with high steadiness or high green factors prefer thoughtful, deliberate decision-making processes. They avoid conflict and prefer choices that maintain harmony and stability. They take time to gather information, consider others' opinions, and ensure that decisions align with the group's needs. They are risk averse and tend to favor consistency over change or unpredictability. And then the last one is the conscientious person or the blue personality type. The key traits here, they are analytical, detail-oriented, methodical, and precise. Now, forgive me while I flip papers here. Their approach to decision-making. So the conscientious individual or the blue individual prioritizes logic, data, and accuracy. They are systematic in their approach, often taking longer to make decisions as they gather information and weigh every detail. They seek perfection, are risk-averse, and prefer making decisions based on evidence rather than intuition or emotion. They value rules, standards, and thorough analysis before committing to a course of action. So summary is your red or your dominance. They're decisive, action-oriented, focused on results. Your I, your influence people, your yellow people are intuitive, people-oriented, driven by relationships and emotions. Your steadiness or green people are thoughtful, cautious, prioritize harmony and stability. And your conscientious or blue people are analytical, methodical. They value precision and data. And each of these personality types bring a unique perspective to decision making. And so understanding each personality type will help improve communication, collaboration, and leadership in both personal and professional context. So the thing I decided, because there's lots of really good resources that I found, so I'm going to turn this into a paper as well, or upload it as a document as well, because I found a couple of free resources where you can do a DISC personality quiz to figure out what you are. And like I said, I highly recommend that book that I read. So I, from this, figured that I was red with a little bit of yellow and a little bit of blue, because I am a little bit anal retentive, and not so much green. And what's interesting, I've got a lot of green people in my life, which is likely what balances me out. My son listened to this book as well, and it was cute. He came over and was like, "Oh, that was a really good book, Mom." And I said, "Okay, well, you know, what do you think everybody is?" And it was funny because he's like, "Oh, this person is this, this, and this. This person is this, this, and that." And I would have to say he nailed it. So it's really quite interesting. I recommend it. But back on topic. So if we want to then take this to the next spot, which is where I wanted to go originally, and I maybe got sidetracked by that personality thing, but I think it helps to understand, is what is required for effective decision making for entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs or people in leadership? Because I'll say maybe you own the rehab practice or the veterinary clinic or the physio clinic, or maybe you are the manager of the rehab department. And either way, I think, you know, likely most of us are faced with having to make decisions, even as professionals in like looking at what we are going to do with a patient. You're going to be faced with decisions. So let's look at that. So effective decision making for entrepreneurs. And I want to start this off with a quote from Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, a great book as well. And he says, "Successful people make decisions quickly, as soon as all facts are available, and change them very slowly, if ever. Unsuccessful people make decisions very, very slowly and change them often and quickly." So let's dive into what some of the other resources, some of the books, and what they have to say, and blogs and various things like that is where I resourced this data from. Okay, entrepreneurship is a field defined by uncertainty, innovation, and rapid change that requires the ability to make effective decisions in a dynamic environment. Successful entrepreneurs must develop strategies to overcome ambiguity, manage risks, and seize opportunities with informed and timely decision-making. So what we're going to look into next are the key principles and strategies and methods that contribute to effective decision making for entrepreneurs or leaders, supported by insights from books and blogs, as I said. So one, first off, understanding the decision-making process. So this usually begins with a structured approach. So we can look at breaking it into key strategies. So one, identify the decision. So you need to recognize when a decision needs to be made and clearly define its purpose and objectives. You need to then gather information. So your entrepreneur needs to collect relevant data, conduct market research, or assess the internal and external environment. Three, consider alternatives. So identify various options or strategies that are available, weighing the pros and cons. And make a choice based on the available information and analysis. Choose the course of action that aligns with the business goals. And then evaluate the outcome. And here, after implementing the decision, as an entrepreneur or a leader, you need to evaluate its success and learn from the results to improve your future decisions. So books like The Lean Startup by Eric Ries emphasizes that entrepreneurs should rely on data-driven decisions rather than assumption. Ries introduces the concept of validated learning, encourages entrepreneurs to build, measure, and learn from customer feedback as they make decisions. And this cycle helps entrepreneurs to test their hypotheses, make adjustments based on real data, rather than spending too much time planning in uncertainty. So, item number two in our key principles is balancing intuition and analysis. So as an entrepreneur or leader, you must often balance intuition and analytical thinking. Intuition is built from experience, and while it plays a critical role in fast-paced decision-making, it must be tempered by analysis to avoid what's called cognitive biases, in that this is your default thinking. Intuition. So this allows for quick decision based on gut feelings, particularly in high pressure environments. It's essential for entrepreneurs when there's limited data or time for making decisions. In the book Blink, The Power of Thinking Without Thinking, written by Malcolm Gladwell, he discusses how intuition can lead to powerful insights when used correctly, though it can be misleading if you over-rely upon it. Analysis, on the other hand, entrepreneurs must also utilize structured analysis, especially for major strategic decisions like entering a new market or launching a new product. So here we can look at the book Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. And here he highlights the cognitive biases that can undermine decision-making and the importance of incorporating slow, deliberate thinking to complement faster, intuitive choices. For example, systematic analysis can help entrepreneurs avoid an overconfidence bias, where it's like, oh, I'm always right, I make these decisions, or a confirmation bias, which is like, I wanted it to be that way anyway, so I skewed my questioning around this. Both of which Kahneman warns can distort decision making. I guess basically, both are needed. Our third strategy or principle is leveraging data for informed decisions. So data-driven decisions are essential in today's entrepreneurial environment. With access to vast amounts of data, entrepreneurs and leaders can utilize analytics to reduce uncertainty. So according to John Doerr's book, Measure What Matters, implementing objective and key results, OKR, objective and key results can help businesses focus on measuring measurable outcomes, aligning efforts with clear metrics that can inform decision making. Entrepreneurs should use data not just to track performance, but to anticipate future trends and shifts. Predictive analytics, for example, helps businesses understand potential future outcomes based on historical data, guiding proactive rather than reactive decision making. Just going to remind myself of those words too. That is objectives and key results, OKRs. Okay, number four in our strategies here is managing risks and uncertainties. Entrepreneurs operate in uncertain environments where risks are high. Effective decision-making requires not just identifying risks, but also mitigating them through calculated strategies. In The Innovator's Dilemma by Clayton Christensen, the author argues that disruptive innovation can often seem risky, but holds the potential for significant rewards if entrepreneurs can balance their risk appetite with systematic experimentation. So entrepreneurs, we know they have to embrace risk management strategies such as risk assessment, so evaluating the downside, scenario planning, so preparing for multiple outcomes, iterative decision making, and this means breaking large decisions into smaller, manageable stages to allow for testing and adjustment. In his blog, Steve Blank, it's his real last name, not just that I'm blanking on it, Steve Blank notes, iterative processes, like those in customer development, allow entrepreneurs to refine their products or services gradually, reducing risks by continually validating the business model with real-world feedback. Okay, a couple more. Strategy five, the role of leadership in decision-making. So entrepreneurs not only make decisions, but they also lead teams. And leadership style directly influences decision-making processes. Involving teams can bring diverse perspectives, improving the quality of decisions. So if you haven't heard of Simon Sinek, you need to learn about Simon Sinek. Pretty cool guy, good thought leader. And in his book, Leaders Eat Last, he goes on about the importance of creating culture, a culture of trust and collaboration, where leadership encourages input from employees at all levels. So you could also look at delegating decision making, especially in areas where team members have more expertise, and that this can improve outcomes and foster a sense of ownership within the team. However, entrepreneurs must maintain a balance between delegation and maintaining overall strategic control. And then six, we need to learn from our failures. We know that failure is an inevitable part of entrepreneurship, but it can provide valuable insight. So effective entrepreneurs view failure as a learning opportunity. John Maxwell, in his book, Failing Forward, presents the concept of learning from mistakes and adapting, and that this is critical for growth. Entrepreneurs who reflect on past decisions and identify what went wrong and adjust their approach can improve their decision-making skills over time. And this growth mindset encourages resilience, helping entrepreneurs handle setbacks and make more informed decisions in the future. Honestly, I think that is, you know, the learning from your failures is the part that can help your intuitive decision-making basis. So you maybe start with looking at your data analysis and you grow your intuitive portion there. Alrighty, that's just my little side note. I don't know. So here, with all of this summed up there, effective decision making for entrepreneurs involves this blend of intuition, analytical thinking, and data-driven strategies, all while managing risk and embracing failure as a stepping stone to success. By following structured processes, leveraging data, and continually learning, entrepreneurs can make informed, timely, and impactful decisions that drive their ventures forward. Okay, so then I wanted to find some information, and I went hunting for blogs. I went hunting for blogs that advocated for making faster decisions or faster decision making. So I found four that jumped out. So the first one by Stacy Tuchel, decisive wins accelerating business growth through swift decision making. And again, in this paper, the article I'm going to put up, it'll have the link there. So she's got a YouTube channel, and in an episode called The Well-Oiled Operations, she emphasizes the importance of rapid decision-making for entrepreneurs looking to grow their businesses quickly. She challenges the belief that slow, careful consideration is always the best approach and shares her own entrepreneurial journey, highlighting how making fast, decisive decisions has been pivotal to her success. Stacy advocates for trusting your intuition and taking action rather than getting stuck in analysis paralysis, as the speed of decision making can accelerate business growth. So the next blog I found was Sam Matla, and it was called Why Speed Matters in Decision Making, Compounding and Open Loops. So this blog highlights the significance of speed in business decision making by comparing two scenarios, one where a decision takes 2 weeks and another where it takes 3 days. So the author argues that slow decision making delays action, whereas fast decision making can enhance or create greater momentum and more opportunities to learn and improve. And the compounding effect of making decisions quickly allows for more progress, while often loops or unmade decisions can drain mental energy and slow down business operations. The third blog was by careerminds.com, and it was called Entrepreneur's Tips to Making Good Business Decisions. So here, this article explains that entrepreneurs are often considered serial decision makers, making numerous decisions a day. Entrepreneurs, especially those with dominant D personality or red personality types, tend to be more comfortable with taking risks and learning from mistakes. In contrast, people who are more risk averse with decision making, as a comparison, the key takeaway is that entrepreneurs need to embrace decision making as a skill and be willing to make calculated risks rather than overthinking or avoiding decision due to fear of failure. This is also a reason why I wanted to bring up this topic, because I believe that decision making is a skill. It's a skill you can learn, and it's a skill you can improve. Alrighty, hang on. I'm just trying to close a door so you can't hear the dog barking as much. Okay. And let's see, my last one here, it was a LinkedIn article by Pulse, is the group or whatever that published this. And it's called Balancing Speed and Adaptability, Mastering Decision-Making in the Modern World. So here, this LinkedIn article discusses the need for both speed and adaptability in decision making. It emphasizes that successful people make decisions quickly, but are also flexible in adapting or changing their decisions if necessary. In the fast-paced modern world, this combination of speed and adaptability helps entrepreneurs stay ahead of competitors and navigate uncertainty effectively. The ability to swiftly make decisions and adjust them when needed is key to long-term success. Okay, so then I went on the hunt to find resources that can help us to make, help us to learn how to, how's that? To make decisions faster. So how can entrepreneurs learn to make decisions faster? Oh dear. Now, and that's my son calling me, so I'm just gonna turn that off. That's terrible. Okay, but I only have a little bit to do. So now you know his ringtone is CeeLo Green. Anywho's. Okay. Entrepreneurs, so how can entrepreneurs learn to make decisions faster? Entrepreneurs face countless decisions daily, from product development to marketing strategies, customer engagement, and resource allocation. Given the fast-paced nature of business, making swift decisions is often crucial to gaining a competitive advantage and responding to market changes. However, fast decision-making should not come at the cost of poor judgment. Entrepreneurs must learn to balance speed with quality to ensure their decisions lead to positive business outcomes. This report outlines practical strategies entrepreneurs can adopt to improve their decision-making. Decision-making speed, supported by insights that here I got from mostly books, a few blogs, and some presentations. So here we go. Number one is streamlining the decision-making process. One of the first steps to making faster decisions is to simplify the decision-making process itself. So a complex bureaucratic process will slow down even the most experienced entrepreneur. Oh my gosh, I will tell you, I have experienced this most recently in being on a association that relies on a bigger association, the parent association, to make decisions. And the bigger the ship, the slower it turns. Goodness gracious. That one just caught me where I'm like, yeah, that's painful. That's a painful memory. Okay. So here we can help streamline by automating routine decisions. There, words coming out of my mouth. So here, many decisions in business are repetitive and can be automated or standardized. By creating systems or processes that handle routine decisions, entrepreneurs can save their energy for more complex decisions. For example, Eric Ries in The Lean Startup advocates for building feedback loops into the business model so that certain decisions, such as those related to product iterations, can be automated based on real-time customer data. So let's just say, as a real-life scenario, you need to order more supplements. You're low on the supplement list. There's enough money in the bank account to do it. You know that it is a popular product. People are buying it. This should not be a slow decision-making thing. It should be a fast decision-making thing where you order more. Done. And B is to set decision deadlines. So deadlines will force decisions to be made within a certain time frame. In Essentialism, the Discipline Pursuit of Less, Greg McKeown emphasizes the importance of time-bound decisions, suggesting that entrepreneurs should prioritize and limit their choices to avoid decision fatigue. Yes, goodness gracious, I have experienced decision fatigue. By creating a structure for quick, repeatable decisions, entrepreneurs free up mental space and time for more pressing and high-stakes decisions that demand their attention. Okay, two, trust your intuition along with data. So while data analysis is critical for making informed decisions, entrepreneurs must learn when to trust their intuition, especially when facing tight deadlines or incomplete information. So here, A, the role of intuition. Intuition or gut feeling is often based on accumulated experience and knowledge. In Malcolm Gladwell's book, Blink, The Power of Thinking Without Thinking, he explains how rapid cognition, which is the brain's ability to make snap judgments, can be surprisingly accurate. Entrepreneurs can cultivate this by honing their awareness and trusting their instincts when necessary, especially when there's little time for data gathering. And then B is you can use the 70% rule. And this comes from Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, who famously advocates for decision making when you have about 70% of the information you wish you had. In business, waiting for all of the facts can result in a missed opportunity. According to Forbes, entrepreneurs need to become comfortable with ambiguity and act quickly with partial information, refining their decisions as more data becomes available. Alrighty, number three, we need to reduce overthinking and avoid perfectionism. One of the most significant barriers to fast decision making is overthinking. Entrepreneurs will often feel pressured into making the perfect decision, which can lead to delays. And this mindset needs to be challenged. So, A, we need to embrace imperfection. In the podcast, The Well-Oiled Operations, I talked about earlier, Stacy Tuchel emphasizes that business growth is accelerated by swift decision-making, even if some decisions turn out to be less than perfect. She encourages entrepreneurs to accept that not every decision will lead to immediate success, but action is always better than inaction. Decisions can be revised as needed. And B, the MVP approach, so the minimal viable product strategy, which is popularized in The Lean Startup, the book we talked about earlier. That was the one by Eric Ries. This encourages entrepreneurs to launch quickly with a basic version of a product or service, okay, and improve it based on real-world feedback. This approach fosters faster decisions by avoiding unnecessary deliberation and focusing on learning through doing. Number four, how to be faster, is cultivating a bias for action. Entrepreneurs must develop a proactive attitude and a bias for action, as decision paralysis can slow business growth. A culture of action empowers teams and leaders to make decisions quickly. So think about it as A, making decision sprints. So implementing decision sprints, which are structured, time-limited periods where decisions must be made, this can help move business forward. So according to the blog, Why Speed Matters in Decision-Making by Sam Matla, entrepreneurs who consistently shorten their decision timelines often compound their success faster than those who deliberate. By setting shorter deadlines for every decision, businesses experience faster results and can adjust along the way. And B could be delegating decision making. And we've talked about this before, or earlier in this chat. Leaders should empower their teams to make certain decisions independently. So that was from Simon Sinek's Leaders Eat Last, where he discusses how leadership should create environments where teams are trusted to make quick decisions within their areas of responsibility. And this can foster a culture of agility and decentralized decision making so that entrepreneurs can focus on strategic choices. Okay, number five in our how to be faster in decision making is learning from your mistakes and iterations. So fast decision makers must be comfortable with failure and see it as part of the learning process. The key is to iterate quickly and learn from the outcome. So you have maybe heard this, fail fast, learn faster. So the concept of failing fast is central to modern entrepreneurship. In the book Failing Forward by John C. Maxwell, the author emphasizes that successful entrepreneurs learn to move forward after failure by quickly extracting lessons from their mistakes and applying them to future decisions. This mindset enables faster recovery and less fear in decision making. And then B is to do a post-mortem analysis. So to regularly conduct post-mortems or review of your past decisions, this can help entrepreneurs reflect on what went right and what went wrong. So in the Harvard Business Review blog, Entrepreneurs' Tips to Making Good Business Decisions, the authors note that analyzing past decisions improves future speed as entrepreneurs become more familiar with patterns and potential pitfalls. So again, making you better at decision making. And then I think this is my last one here. Yep, six is leveraging data and technology. So So with the advancements in data analysis and AI, artificial intelligence, entrepreneurs can make faster decisions with the support of real-time data. So we have data-driven decision-making. So in Measure What Matters, John Doerr introduces, again, the OKRs, the Objectives and Key Results, which is a framework that helps entrepreneurs focus on specific metrics and make decisions based on data rather than assumptions. And using dashboards and KPIs, which are key performance indicators, entrepreneurs can quickly assess business performance and make timely adjustments. And then by using AI and predictive analytics, technologies such as AI and predictive analytics allow entrepreneurs to forecast market trends, customer behavior, and financial outcomes faster. By automating data analysis and providing actionable insights, AI helps reduce the time spent on research and frees up entrepreneurs to focus on strategic decisions. So, all in all here for this one, in conclusion, to thrive in a competitive, fast-paced business environment, entrepreneurs must learn to balance speed and accuracy in decision-making. By simplifying processes, trusting intuition, alongside data, reducing overthinking, fostering a bias for action, learning from their mistakes, and leveraging technology, entrepreneurs can significantly improve their decision-making speed. And ultimately, the goal is not to make a perfect decision every time, but to make timely, informed decisions that propel the business forward and can be adjusted based on real-world feedback. Okay, that is it. So, actually, I would encourage you to go to the article that I'll post on this that has all the references, some great books in there, great blogs and articles that you can link on and go to and see, which would be very useful. I would encourage that. And I hope you found this useful, not just as entrepreneurs, but also as leaders and even in life, making decisions. I think this is a skill that is important for all of us as human beings. Alrighty, on that very deep and important note, until next time, cheers.